Move on. With its teeth in your arms, move on. You wave around your loss like a worn-out flag. Drag your demons by the horns. They know your ways, you know their roads. You have the world stuck in your throat. And time won't bend, and nowhere you'll soar. It breaks, and then it mends in the dark. Glued up with pieces you don't recognize. Maybe this was here all along, this part that burns when the wind blows. Then how come you always fell in love with storms? You have tears on your face that are not your own. They've traveled from the Dead Sea, came home. So move on. With the parters that won't depart you, move on. You sew them together like a treasure map, then wrap yourself in it, coldest blanket you've ever known. But if I sit beside you, will you unfold it for two? Will you unload my gun that keeps playing bullets off tune? Will you unscold your mind? Will you unzip my blues? Will you compose yourself like you compose your poems? Sweet, dreary, and incomplete. Will you swallow your sharpened shreds of memories and move on? Will you just move on? Move on.
Where do words go when they are not heard? When they are not slipping softly into eardrums and whispering hums like gliding into a blanket after a long day of coldness? Or when they are not raging an alphabetical ruckus into ear canals to anger the brains of people we love well enough to hate to rupture in tears and touch? I'm in a service, making my way through a city that wakes and sleeps to speak more than it hears, where the road corners, the oxygen, the ocean are infested by slogans and posters of polished-faced politicians, where every pillar comes with a collection of white sheets. Apartment for girls for $100, professional massagers, missing cat signs, a techno event in the forest. I'm in a service, making my way through a city that speaks more than it hears, where walls next to streets are plastered with pictures over words over pictures, and billboards on highways you would miss if you blink or move sideways. If you sneeze, your heart will stop, but the billboards won't. I'm in a service, being driven around this loud city by a post-war cab driver who claims he was a scuba diver, sniper-proof survivor, female magnetizing writer in this concrete playground. I try to call him, but just like the city, old age and posters are glued onto skin over and over, we are so good at burying things here. Amo? 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 He turns around to the sound of syllables collapsing out of my mouth like it is the first time I spoke them. Where do words go when they are not heard? Are my other calls penetrating the inner walls of this worn-out car, accelerating in every collision, or have they escaped through the crack of my window with cigarette fumes to caress the face of the beggar with every letter, or have they leaped into the arms of the woman driving next to us? Where do words go when they are not heard? Like when I try and try and try yet fail like I never did, or when I say I am a kid looking for all that is fickle, not just in the streetlights, mama, but the whole world is made of energy. That I'm a mess crippling my body out of stress. I'm sorry I run into the walls of this house so often, and I tell you I am suffocating. I use every synonym for suffocate, asphyxiate, capsule, corpse, elevator. I'm in a glasses case as tiny as the button on the calculator, a prison cell for each of my human cells, and I'm aching to burst. But then you tell me before you talk to me, can you turn the lights on first? And I wonder where words go when they are not heard, like unpublished books and beggars clenching on to windows of cars, but the cars leave and the beggars stay, or how I explain my love to you, using colors not visible to the human eye, and I hide all the world's nuclear weapons under my tongue until they melt into songs you love listening to when the world tells you you are not enough. But with every skipping second, we forget people leave like they come. Betrayal leaving our bodies with throw up and a sour heart. Where do words go when they are not heard? Like every non-consensual act. Every no, 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 every please forgive me, every prayer sent to God by a child aching for the war to end, every please stay. Words not heard from the parting of lips, where are you? Have you created a bubble above the ozone layer? Have you dug deep enough underground you can't hear our feet? Are you hiding in the deepest trenches of the ocean, sizzling on the surface, waiting to erupt like magma? Words rejected by the system, train in hideouts for years, mixing ammunition with tears until revolutionary acts caused their eruption. Until the first woman drove a car, was part of a football team, held a gun, got equal pay, sat on a bus, shaved her head, got a divorce, married out of love, said no, and was listened to. Loved and loved and loved, revolutionary acts happen. When words beaten and tumbled are revised and revised into explosions, expanding into space. And the world has no other choice but to listen. Thank you.
They say you're not ready to listen until you're willing to lose it all, to change. But when music hits you, you feel no shame and let go of blame. Because we listen to be moved, to be made, to feel an emotion captured and spun, and then come undone. Listen, and we will access higher realms of self. Because our natural instinct is to relate, to understand, to nod our heads and clap our hands when one articulates a stance on reality with panache, yet casually with a splash of novelty as words clash musically. This is the art of an MC who will lead you to higher vibes, a hostess with the mostest, a man with a plan. Damn, I wish I rocked it like she can. The words tumble out, no fumble foul, unencumbered now, we paint by letter. Better than anything they could have taught, not sold or bought, but shared for free, for you, from me, the half-man, half-machine, Mike MC singularity. With a hip-hop heartbeat, repping the rhythm of the street, drummed up, music scats out in the urban jungle. Stomping ground of white cats and black dogs, tribes confused by the head lies of news and schools which bleach history and preach victory. But we are no one's fools. Listen, because the music is a tool and the rhythm is calling. Drums pound out a warning. They're telling us something. Listen. In the beginning, there was a word, and the word was iqra, was was fertile, was soul, feminine sound which mothered the universe. There's something undeniable about passion on fire, a person animated by their words, the MC personality. It takes confidence in your capabilities and content to hold an audience for a moment in time and deliver them to the divine like modern shamans of the civilized samsara. Listen, the heart is a solid organ which beats like bones on a drum and breaks like rocks crushed. 'Cause even mountains crumble, and lush green is consumed by flames which fume from rage, and sooner or later the sinkholes in our souls force us all to surrender. Listen, let me take you on a trip, down the winding roads of everywhere and into the inner infinite expanses. We are all eternal wanderers questing for home. We are here, and if we are limited to share what we can feel by what we can describe in language, then let our words be specific, yet languid. Let them do their duty and do it rightly. Noble words which carry meaning cross seas and borders and into the hearts of men, fiending for an end. The MC speaks, commanding and lyrical, her commentary satirical, sharp and on point, emotionalizing verse through her gesture and voice, the mic a weapon, intellect ammunition, fighting ignorance in rhythm, leading the masses through a different sermon, street ritual, subliminal. And we access higher realms of self, because our natural instinct is to relate, to understand, to nod our heads, clap our hands when one articulates a stance on reality with panache, yet casually with a splash of novelty as words clash musically. And when the music hits you, you feel no pain. You don't feel the same. Because we listen to be moved, to be made, to feel an emotion captured and spun, and then come undone. Listen, the heart is a solid organ which beats like bones on a drum and breaks like rocks crushed, 'cause even mountains crumble. Listen. Thank you.